This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, brought to you by RedInked.com. RedInked is a website about words and how to use them, updated regularly at RedInked.com. With three television frequencies in town, Gray Communications is looking for many ways to reach new audiences. One audience that has so far not been served by broadcast television is the growing Spanish-speaking population in Central Virginia. That's about to change. On September 16th, Zona Latina will begin its first broadcast with a theme song more than slightly different from the orchestral music you'll hear on other news and public affairs shows. Zona Latina will be broadcast every Saturday morning at 9 on WVAW Channel 16, one of three new stations owned by Gray Communications. Diane Taylor is the show's executive producer.
There has been a 37% increase in our Hispanic population in this region in Virginia, and we recognize the fact that we need to increase and expand our communication to this growing population.
The show is the brainchild of Taylor and Carlos Turan, who came to the United States from Venezuela. He and others started the Spanish-language newspaper, Nuevas Raíces.
And the idea was because when we came here to Virginia, my business partner, Gerardo Pandolfi, and I, we didn't find nothing to read in Spanish, you know. And for that reason, our thinking was we need something, a magazine, a newspaper, and we start with Nuevas Raíces. Nuevas Raíces means new roots. It's because when we left our land, our countries, we left over there our old roots, and we start here in the United States with new roots. Yeah, Nuevas Raíces is delivered in between Winchester to Roanoke, Roanoke to Richmond, and Richmond, Fredericksburg, Culpeper, and Charlottesville. We deliver 14,000 issues every week.
Diane Taylor met Turan while working for the city of Charlottesville as a coordinator for Hispanic outreach. The two formed a media production company to produce Zona Latina.
Well, it is a magazine format, half-hour show. And we have everything from Friends of the Community, Discover America in the World, public service information, To Your Health. We have a segment with the Director of Latin American Studies at UVA, Fernando Aparé. We have a children's segment, Maya and Miguel, Latino cooking show. The list goes on and on, Latino lifestyles. It's really something for everyone in the family. And because it's captioned in both English and Spanish, it will target a general audience, not just the Hispanic population.
Roger Burchett is the general manager of ABC 16, a station that has only been on the air for less than 2 years. He says he was receptive to the idea of the show when first approached, but also saw how the show could fit a need of the community.
Our interest as a group of television stations was to be a provider of content to everyone who lived here. And in our conversations with people from the school districts, and other entities around town, it was obvious that there was a real need for just basic information to get to a segment of the population that was continuing to grow. They want to prosper and live as normal a life as everyone else who was born and raised here, but the access to a lot of the information that was needed was not available.
Burchett says the show has time to grow and is not expected to be profitable right away, but Diane Taylor says they've already received some support from local businesses.
At the very get-go, Crutchfield came on board with in-kind support and helped provide some broadcast-quality equipment that we needed. We also have BB&T on board. They're helping us. We have the UVA Health System helping us. There are also a lot of other folks in the community that are helping in-kind support. For example, the seasonal cook provided a space for our cooking show. So there's been a lot of really positive partnerships taking place because of what we're trying to do. We feel that we can provide this through the types of programming that we're offering, and we hope to be able to put copies of the show into the public schools, into the libraries, so people can access information that way as well.
The show will also be distributed on DVD and videotape to public schools and libraries, and will also be available as a video stream online. Taylor says she thinks the future for Zona Latina is bright, as Hispanics are increasingly becoming attractive targets for advertisers.
In the United States, the Hispanic purchasing power has surged to nearly $700 billion, and that is projected to reach as high as $1 trillion, which is nearly three times the national rate in the past decade. And then in addition to that, Hispanics start their own businesses at three times the national average. If you look at Virginia alone, where we have a lot of gross receipts coming in that reach $6 billion.
Immigration has become a hot issue in this election year. Taylor says the show could attract controversy.
The most important thing is that we raise awareness and that we generate dialogue. And we actually have in pre-production a whole episode that has to do with immigration issues. And I think a lot of times what happens is people just don't have all the facts. And when you, you know, have some more background, it provides an opportunity to make some more decisions or kind of shift some of the perspective a little bit.
ABC 16 General Manager Roger Burchett says he won't shy away from the controversy. He says the show is a more positive way of dealing with the realities of changing demographics in Central Virginia.
You know, in a community like Charlottesville, you have two choices. You can pretend like that Hispanic community doesn't exist or it doesn't matter, both of which are wrong, or address it. And, you know, hats off to Carlos and Diane for what they put together. And they're very passionate about it. And you can't help but catch the fever of what they're doing and want to be a part of it. And we're really tickled that they've let us be the venue that kicks it off with ABC.
Diane Taylor says she acknowledges that some people may be upset that a Spanish language program will be on the air. But she says the show will help non-native speakers assimilate into mainstream culture.
Just like their European counterparts of the, you know, 19th and 20th century, by third generation, almost 80% of Latino households' dominant language is English. And over time, everybody ends up speaking English. But to get from point A to point B, you need to have some help along the way. And that's what we're hoping we can do with Zona Latina.
Zona Latina will begin Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on ABC 16 in Charlottesville and will also be rebroadcast at 11:30 Sunday nights. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, a public service of Wordcast Productions. We're supported in part by redinked.com. To learn more about the finer points of language, visit redinked.com. I'm Sean Tubbs for the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com. Thanks for listening.